Would you introduce yourself, please?
I'm Zella Day.
So I'll fill in some blanks. We'll get to the ranch town of 5,000, otherwise known as Pine Top, Arizona. You had an album of songs when you were 13.
I think I end up feeling like people don't ask me enough about the writing process. And I think the writing process for me, why I want to like dive a little bit deeper into that, is because it's kind of, it's all encompassing. It's like my life. It's who I am. Like, I'm a lot of different things. I'm not just a musician, but I am just a writer. And I think being a writer, as you know, you're constantly inspired and your brain is constantly moving and taking in the world around you. And I just, talking about being an observer, I think is really interesting.
In school, was writing your thing?
Writing was definitely my thing in school. I was like the teacher's pet in English. I was the annoying kid that rose my hand and was like, Mrs. Barker, what about the homework?
Was it really Mrs. Barker? Was it really a Mrs. Barker?
It was Mrs. Barker. But yeah, writing was always like, it was important in my life. I definitely say it's a paradigm and always will be. And for me, like some of the things that I have from my childhood that are my favorite, like memorabilia, is like my mom used to write me letters when I was a kid. And she would just talk about everything that was going on in my life, like school and like how I was being a good kid or whatever it was. And I still have those, and I would write her letters back also.
But at the more, now it was the More and More Coffee House. There you go. And this is going to run in Sweden, so that's even cooler. Yeah. At that coffee house, when you were performing there, did you do that, or were you already quirky?
I was performing at the coffee house since when I was 9 years old, and I figured out that like, ooh, I could sing in front of people, and it wasn't as scary as I thought about. Like that I thought it was. It was definitely like where I started. I always was a singer, but I think a lot of young kids are. Like, I was always quirky, and I think children are quirky. We're not afraid to be ourselves. So it's like, when I say that line that you love so much about being in my bare feet and running out into the middle of the woods and yelling at the top of my lungs, I wasn't the only one doing that. You know, I probably wasn't the only
one. You had a chorus of people. And
yeah, we were all running. We had a chorus of people.
Running around like maniacs.
Of screamers. But, yeah, I mean, I think that the coffee shop was nothing more than just a platform for me to be, like, supported in my quirks.
Let's get rid of the following words. Ready? Americana meets synth and drums.
How do we blow up genres? You know what? I'd like to think that I'm on my way. Because I think that, I mean, you've heard the term crossing over. Right. And I think that, like, hopefully my music crosses over. Because I don't write songs necessarily influenced by one specific thing. I'm not trying to fit into a specific area or a genre. So to me, it is kind of interesting though too, to like hear other people interpret my songs and my music. And I mean, I read different things all the time. I just got a Facebook post today where somebody was like, stop trying to be a hippie folk artist when we all know that you're experimental electronica. And I was like,
Wait. Somebody went out of there. But based on what?
I don't know. Four songs that I've released out into the world. I mean, like, yeah. They obviously have no idea about, like, my history and where I come from. But it's like, me as an artist, I'm inspired by so much that, like, I'm not trying to emulate anything or be anything other than I just am when I express emotion. That's what my music is. It's emotion. I think that's probably how you blow up genres, is everybody feels the same things. Like, we really do. We all feel sadness and love and hurt and curiosity. Whatever it is, we all feel those things. And I think that emotions can really cross over.
And so the perfect example of that is, and I love you said this, that when you put out a few years ago, when you did your version of that there White Stripes Seven Nation song, I love this quote that you, because people were like, man, why'd you pick that one? And I love the quote that you said, well, you know what? I expected what I did to work.
Yeah.
I think that was brilliant that you actually are coming out and not taking the, well, you know, I was young and I liked Jack and I liked Meg and I said, I want to be them. You didn't say that. You said, you know what? If I do a different version of a cool song, a lot of people have succeeded at doing that over the years. Why can't I? And I'm not putting words in your mouth, but I suspect that when you're saying I expected it to work, that's not bravado. That's just being honest.
Yeah, and I don't know if I expectedly, like, I knew it would work. I just knew that that's a good song. That's a good song. People love that song, and they still play it at the Super Bowl and whatever it is. Like, that song's massive. Right. And for me to sing it in a way where it's just me stripped down guitar and you kind of hear what Zella Day would do.
And what a way to get attention, right?
Yeah, totally. And it's like you put a cover, you put a cover out into the world and it already has attention. So, like, it just is putting yourself in the realm of what's already happening. And I think it's a smart move. But to not do that too much, because I also don't want to be just known for covers that I play either.
So South by Southwest last year, yeah. I talked to Tuvlo way before.
Before what she was today.
When it's months from now, and somebody's sitting here and going, so, you know, did you think you were going to have this number one record? And they're comparing you because, again, all of those artists that I named in terms of production, in terms of tone, in terms of it being the record, your record is a big record, right? It's not, you're not twanging there. It's a big record, and we'll get to that in a minute. So I can put you in those same places, and yet I wouldn't compare you because, again, the songs are not comparable.
You know, I don't know what I expect. I think that in playing music and releasing it, I expect people to listen, because if people don't listen, then I'm not really doing my job right, because I want to share the music. So whether or not the music is a Tuvlo Stay High, you know, if it's a single that lives there that is big and massive, great. If it doesn't, that's okay with me, because I'm gonna play music the rest of my life, and it's just the truth. I've played music for such a long time that when I'm in that time in a couple of months of what you're talking about, of maybe having a massive record where I'm on a huge tour and whatever it is, it's still gonna be the same for me. It's still gonna feel the same. Like, I'm giddy now because cool things are happening, and I'll be giddy then when cool things are happening, but it's all about the music for me and sitting in the studio and writing, and it's something that's gonna stay very constant, and I feel confident in it.
Hollywood Records, it's an interesting choice. So you're obviously surrounded by a smart team who has helped you.
Yes, you are right. When I signed with Hollywood, it was for the reason that I had a lot of creative freedom.
Did they make you an offer that kind of said, you know what, we're not going to assign this to you?
Secrets. I've been doing this for a long time, and I'm very clear with whoever's on my team, whoever is coming into my team and into my realm of people and my close circle. I make my decisions, and I take advice because I am young and I have a lot to learn, and I like constructive criticism, and there's always room for that. But at the end of the day, the music comes from me and the art comes from me. And I was very clear with them up front that, like, I was going to release the music when I wanted to, and I was going to release the songs I wanted to, and I don't have anybody telling me necessarily what to do. They really trust in my vision, and I think it's really different, actually, when you talk major labels. It's really hard because I think a lot of major labels a lot of the time take something, throw it against the wall, and if it sticks, cool, and if it doesn't, like, bummer for everybody. But it seems as if Hollywood really does believe in what I'm doing, and they did when they signed me, and they still do now, and I really trust them.
So I haven't actually seen anybody ask about producers.
I have two producers, Zandy Berry and Wally Gagel. I've been writing with them now and producing for about 4 years. So I met them early on in my career. It's still early on in my career, but I've been writing so much with them. And over the years, it's been an evolution of sound. I mean, I came into that studio playing on just my guitar.
Where is the studio?
The studio is on Sunset and Highland, so it's right in the middle of Hollywood.
Yep,
it's crazy. It's behind a Chick-fil-A. Mm-hmm. You know, ooh, I'm like giving way too much.
But this is a small, intimate studio, so you're not doing Sunset Sound. This is a...
You know them. Yeah. They're really great guys and really amazing. And when I go in there, it's always different. I mean, so my whole album was recorded in that studio, which I think is good. I would rather have it be that way for my first kind of introduction, just because I think having more than one producer can sometimes, like, convolute the sound, and I don't want that. I want it to be very clear who Zella Day is, and I think that producing all the tracks in one place is going to represent that.
How finished do you go in the studio, and how much happens in the studio itself in terms of the creation?
You know, it's always very different. I mean, I have songs that started in the studio, like Sweet Ophelia. One day we were talking about Hamlet, and Wally. Yeah. Wally was like behind us kind of like working, and he was working at the board, and he was like, look at this beat, and like throws up the beat, and I had the guitar in my hands and just started playing an E major and an A minor, and like that was it. The song was written in like 20 minutes. So it happens like that. And then I also am going to have a track on my record called Jameson that I wrote by myself in my living room, start to finish. And that one's going to be just me and my guitar on the record. So it's all very different.
When you went from Arizona to LA, it was a definitive, and I'm putting these words in your mouth, but I would imagine it was a definitive decision saying, you know what? This is where I have to go to do what I want to do.
Funny enough, when I moved from Arizona, I moved to Long Beach. I've lived in Silver Lake for 3 months. It's like, I'm in Silver Lake because I choose to be, and I like the people there, not because I'm trying to like move up in the world. I mean, every time I go to coffee shops and I'm out in Silver Lake, it's like there's a lot of people I know, and it's amazing to be around people that are doing the same things that I am. And it's inspiring.
Applying it to your art. Yeah. People like us who are creative people, there's only two ways to go. It's like, hi, how you doing? Or you know what? I'm going to kill because that's what I want to do because I have a passion for what I'm doing.
Well, and it's okay, and I'm okay with it, and I'm comfortable doing it. I still am learning myself. I'm 19 years old. So it's like, sometimes I feel insecure. Of course, I have moments where I'm like, damn, What's-Her-Face is playing some really good music, and I don't really feel like I'm as good as she is. You know what I mean? There are moments where we doubt ourselves. And
the second you think that you're better than anybody, it's all over.
Yeah, it's totally all over. So it's like, There's definitely a confidence in what I do. If I wasn't, I wouldn't be able to make music because I'd be afraid of what was going to come out of my own mouth. And I'm not.
I have invented a thing called a musical sandwich. It's two of your songs as the bread on the outside, and then songs by anybody else you want to play in between.